Blog Talk Radio. Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to All That Jazz Now. It's a great jazz show on Wednesday night. Jazz has always had a need for strong vocals to blend its unique sound. You got jazz, you got vocals. And a lot of the jazz artists, like I said, they take regular tracks and play them as jazz tracks. Like I Want You by Marvin Gaye, which is performed by Gato Barbieri. So tonight you're going to hear both versions. And we have a lot of great jazz where you got three great female jazz saxophone players, Cindy Bradley, Mindy Abar, and Paula. So you got a treat coming up tonight. We got a great show. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. And again, or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. It's 7:05. We're going to get to these tracks. We're going to start off with a little Romance by Sarah Vaughan, and then we're going to jump into some other great tracks, one by Chris Botti featuring Carolyn Campbell and Sofina Varsova. Deep. That's all I can say. So let's get going with this track by Sarah Vaughan.
In the darkness, you lie here beside me asleep. In the moonlight, your innocence shining. Light a cigarette, the match shakes in my hand. And if you suddenly open your eyes now, you see all the tears on my cheeks and you cry too. You'd wish that the things I would say couldn't be true. Well, maybe tonight I'll just hold tight to you and wait till morning to tell you goodbye. I'll bring you the paper and coffee as always. Then I'll turn in you, ask me where I'm going. My heart what we had is gone. You make a sound in your pillow. It seems that you call me. It's starting to rain and the street lights look lonely. I think I should stay at least another day till the storm goes away. Tell you goodbye. I'll bring you the paper and coffee as always. Then I'll turn and you ask me where I am going. My heart will betray me, but I'll leave you knowing what we had is gone. You make a sound in your pillow. It seems that you call me. It's starting to rain in the street lights look lonely. I think I should stay at least another day till the storm goes away.
And that was Sarah Vaughan doing Romance. We got a great show going on tonight. So again, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy the great sound. We got a lot of good music coming up for you. We're going to start with Eric Darius, Feeling Da Rhythm. That's what it says, Da, D-A. So Just get ready. And that was Eric Darius. Wasn't that tough? We're going to jump to a track by Gregory Porter called Insanity featuring Layla Hathaway. We got some more great jazz for you. And again, we got some hot shots. Dave Koz, Mindy Hebert. And she's got a track called Wild Heart that she's going to explain why she created it. Then we got Cindy Bradley, Paula Arthington. She's going to be with us tonight. She's got two tracks we're going to be playing. And of course, Gato by Barry. So we got some rough stuff. Rough is the word. Stuff is the kingdom to good sound. I just made that up. That just sounded good to me. All right, let me play this track. Gregory Porter, Insanity, and Layla Hathaway.
How did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose our way and try to say tried to play? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
We were lovers.
We were lovers.
And the best of I hope that we can be that. Oh, until the end.
Until the end.
Sometimes the lover can be angry till the end.
Can be angry till the end.
But it's always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
Before we go too far.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
To All That Jazz Now. Tonight's subtitle, Strong Vocals. Jazz has always had a need for strong vocals to blend with its unique sound. And you know, when I think about jazz, I think about a combined effort of musicians, vocalists, composers, and just the jazz artists that pull things together. And you're going to hear Mindy Abar talk about that, how she pulled things together. She's a great saxophonist. And on this new track that she has called Wild Heart, she explains exactly what she believes in and why she did the track. So you're going to get a chance to hear her perform that. We're going to jump to a little philosophy track for a second, and then we're going to go to Chris Botti, Carolyn Campbell, and Sin Fiona. It's a track called Emmanuel.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives,
tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel? Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder? Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man. Not one man nor a group of men, but in all men. In you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world. That will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future, and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Thank you. I always think a record should be a snapshot of where you are at a certain point. It should be, you know, what you feel is you and what you're inspired by and what's around you. This past couple years since my last record, so much has happened. I started doing American Idol and played on American Idol for 2 seasons. Through that, ended up going on the road with Aerosmith for a summer. Then I had the opportunity to play with Max Weinberg. Got the phone call one night from Max saying, would you come play with Bruce Springsteen for a night? And I thought, you know, this was making me so happy, just being a part of this kind of organic, kind of grittier, bluesier music. How could I write songs that would bring these friends that I've played with for years into my own world as an artist? I came up with the name Wildheart because I really thought that it personified me in a way, not only making this record, but kind of my entire career. You know, I didn't do it by the rules. I didn't come out of college and start making records. And then I asked people who I'd never asked to play on my records, you know, Joe Perry from Aerosmith and Booker T and Waddy Wachtel, Max Weinberg, Trombone Shorty, Keb Moe, Greg Allman. I mean, the list just kept growing and growing, and these people said yes. And for this record, I had a goal in mind. I wanted to make a grittier, more organic, you know, soul, rock and roll, blues, you know, kind of themed record. That's where the Decoders came in.
Mindy had a very specific sound that she was going for when she presented it to us.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, right?
It was a fun process because we didn't write any of the material. We just kind of came in like in an old school way as a producer and just said, okay, this is the sound we're going to go for.
So I met with them and they had a lot of life to them. And I liked their ideas and they liked mine. I started playing them, you know, some of the demos. And I could see their heads bobbing. This is hip. Ooh, I know what to do with this. So I decided to use them for the record and co-produce it with them. And I just think we made the greatest team. You know, we all brought something to it. We all got along so great and were really just open with ideas. We tried stuff. All very creative and very moving, kind of the way that the sound of this record came along. I've always had such love for Booker T. I knew that his first instrument was saxophone. And I always think there's a cool link when you write with someone who plays your instrument. They understand things that maybe other people don't. We sat down. We were in this huge room, just him at a B3 and me with my sax, and we just started playing and just kind of started smiling back and forth when we liked stuff. Here I am with Booker T on my record and, you know, this spirit of this guy who's just such a fantastic musician, such a fantastic person. So, very lucky. Part of this record was reaching out to people that I didn't know very well or people that I was inspired by, you know, but maybe would never have the chance to work with before this. I was talking to Greg Allman, and I just said, you have this charisma, you have this magic to you when you sing or when you play. You mean it. I want that on my record. And he goes, absolutely, darling, let's do it. And I ended up staying in his house right outside of Savannah for 3 days. And we went back and forth on this, you know, these ideas and started to form this song, and it was just... it was incredible. It was like a master class in writing.
We can fly away from here, wandering.
not have been more of a gentleman. You know, everything that we played, we were just, you know, we meant every note of it. It was just, you know, it was crazy, the energy that was in these sessions. Now that the record's done, I'm looking forward to getting out there with my band and just hitting the road, and these new songs are just going to be explosive. They're going to be so much fun to play live, and I really think they're just going to bring us to greater heights. I would think a record should be a snapshot of where you are at a certain point. It should be...
book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident. This tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Thank you.
Well, so far, we've been playing some great music. That was a track by Cindy Bradley, saxophonist. You already heard the other Cindy. We got a lot of Cindys tonight. And you just heard Mindy Hebert, saxophonist. So we got a lot of, like I said, it was Cindy Bradley, Mindy Hebert, and now we're going to jump to Paula Etherton, another saxophonist. And she's got two tracks we're going to go into. So let's get ready for some more great jazz music on All That Jazz Now. Tonight's subtitle, Strong Vocals. Jazz has always had a need for strong vocals to blend with its unique sound.
Thank you.
And we're back. And like I say, that was Paula. We're going to give you one more track by Paula. And it's called Just Can't Stop. That last one that you heard was Can You Feel It? So like I said, a lot of the females are cutting up in jazz, playing saxophone, trumpets, just everything that normally we think the guys can play. All right. Just Can't Stop, Paula and Greg Manning. I told you, the ladies are cutting up on the saxophone, along with Greg Manning on that track, Just Can't Stop. Hey, remember I tell you a lot of the jazz artists, they will take a regular R&B and make it jazz. And so it turns into the complement of the R&B. Well, Marvin Gaye's track was So Good, I Want You. Everybody liked it. Everybody wanted it. Everybody wanted to sing it. It was just one of those tracks. And so Gato Barbieri, being as bad as he was, he played I Want You on a saxophone. So I'm going to give you Gato Barbieri first and Marvin Gaye second and let you enjoy both. I Want You. We'll be right back.
Today, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Between the passion and the hurt, the pleasure and the pain, but only love could ever have taken us this far. Or can we start again from right where we are? I believe we will always be, we will make it work somehow.
Thank you.
And that was Vanessa Rubin. That was Then and This Is Now. That's a bad track. And as I said, All That Jazz Now, strong vocals. Jazz has always had a need for strong vocals to blend with its unique sound. Man, we only got 18 more minutes to go. We're almost out of here. Of course, I'm going to play one of the favorites that I just think can cut. Brenda Russell, Piano in the Dark. Take us on out of here in the rain on all that jazz now. Strong voices. Now, you cannot tell me that wasn't a trap. I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to go to my guy to help us ride on the road or go to the store or do whatever the heck you're doing at night. Maybe just running in your house, up and down the stairs. I don't know. But I'm going to get to what I got to do next. Eric, you going to take us out of here?
Yeah, Don. I got your mind.
All right. Feel that rhythm appropriate to take us out of here. Good night. Sleep tight. And don't let the music bugs bite you all night.